Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, everybody, Wang Chung. On this Friday, good afternoon, everyone. Andrew Filippone, Christopher Muller. Donnie Football is still drinking in AC. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. That's where he's at Bally's, getting bombed. We got intern Dom. We got Sean Myers. The first time he's ever produced this show, I do believe.
Definitely not when I've been here, so it would have had to have been a Malzy Was Off show, but I think this is
welcome
it.
To the show.
This is Maiden Voyage. Hello,
thank
Sean.
Thank you. Yes, it is my debut.
And it is Sean, not Seth, as Pony called you at least 5 times before the show.
Yeah, my bad.
That's Starkey's fault, really.
Oh, so many things. You could apply that statement to a lot of things.
We have Henry Davis set to join us at 2:30. The Pirates' big prospect, recently called up to Indianapolis. I think this is going to be his first time on Pittsburgh airwaves. So we are looking forward to that, picking his brain on the promotion, playing catcher, also playing right field, what he did right in Altoona, what he needs to do in Indianapolis in order to get that call up to the Pirates, who start a series with the Mets. But I don't want to start the show with that, Malzy.
Okay.
About 24 hours ago, the Vikings released Dalvin Cook. I just want to take you through a brief questionnaire about the Steelers to start today's show.
A brief questionnaire?
Yeah, brief questionnaire. I have 3 questions
like
about
them. Like a survey. Okay, I love surveys.
Survey question number one.
Yep.
Is Dalvin Cook better than Najee Harris?
Yes. Fast answer there. Yes.
Survey question number two. Do the Steelers want to run the ball to win games in 2023?
Seems like it.
2 yeses so far.
Sure seems that's their intent.
Do they have a lot of cap space? Question three.
They've got enough.
They have $15 million. They have $15 million in cap space. So if Dalvin Cook is better than Najee Harris, they want to be a run-first team, and they have money available.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they consider Dalvin Cook?
Don't know. Other than this nebulous idea that Najee Harris is about to have some sort of massive breakout season that heretofore nobody would have seen coming. Dalvin Cook had, by a lot of accounts, of all of his full seasons, and I will say 5 out of his 6 in Minnesota were full seasons. Obviously, he had the knee injury and then came back from that. Last year was his worst year by yards per carry. It was his worst year by yards per touch, Pony. And yet he still played every game, ran for almost 1,200 yards, averaged 0.6, over a half yard better per carry than Najee, and about a yard more per touch than Najee, his worst year. Najee last year, 4 yards per touch. Every time he touched the ball, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, 3.8 on the ground. Younger, not that much younger, though. Better? No.
So someone is better than your starting running back. He's a free agent. And you're one of the few teams in the NFL who wants to pound the ball and win with the run in 2023.
Seems like it.
So then why aren't we talking more about him being available? Well, that's not what the Steelers do. Omar Khan is a new sheriff in town. He didn't draft Najee Harris. His predecessor did. I think his coach had a lot to do with that. But we even saw Mike Tomlin undergo a change in philosophy last year.
When he basically had to.
He's not run a guy between the pass and the run 25 times or 30 times a game, something ridiculous like that anymore. They were at that best when they had a 1-2 punch with Najee and Jaylen Warren. It's the first time we saw Mike Tomlin do something that we've clamored for around here for a very long time, the running back by committee approach. First time he ever really utilized it. Even when he had a stable of great running backs, he didn't want to do it. Now, he didn't want to mix in Blunt. He didn't want to mix in D'Angelo Williams.
Bell. Yeah. Now, presumably in your conception, if they were to somehow get Dalvin Cook, it would be a back split with him and Jaylen Warren, and you'd be pushing Najee to the side, right?
I like Warren more than Najee, but I think even in their construct, if they were to sign him, it would be Cook 1, Najee 2, and probably Warren 3. They had 500 rushing attempts last year. That was their most rushing attempts in a season since 2010. And even when you take into account the extra game and you just do rushing attempts per game, it's still their highest mark since the last time they went to the Super Bowl. They want to run the heck out of the ball.
So why do you think they aren't seriously considering him? Because they're not even remotely connected to him other than Joy Taylor saying it, which, of course, in my theory is prominent player, prominent team. Joy is from Pittsburgh. Joy lives in L.A. She mentioned the Rams as another team. You've got your usual hodgepodge of things that can, you know, make a media connection there. We'll connect Dalvin Cook to the Steelers because they're a glamour franchise.
Well, I think it's because in outside of Pittsburgh, there's this belief, and even maybe in Pittsburgh, that they have a number one running back because they used a first round pick on the guy a couple years ago. So if they already have one, why do they need another one? Well, you need another one because it's a position, as we saw last summer, where a guy can get hurt and banged up, and he looks like a totally different guy. So it's not a finesse position. It's not a position where you feel like the guy gets quarterback treatment where he's put in a bubble. It's probably one of the most brutally physically demanding positions in all of football. And it's a position that you, according to your strategy and philosophy, prioritize more than most teams right now. Because you want to run the ball more than most teams.
You are swimming actively against the current. He would help you do that. He's better than anybody you have on your roster.
So the quick dismissal of this being, well, that's not what the Steelers do, and that's not the Steelers' MO. That's not the Steelers' way.
Wait, who did you see the quick dismissal from?
Well, I haven't really heard anybody connect dots, which I get. But when you actually think about it, it should be a topic.
Who would you rather them spend all that money? They got about $15 million, like you said, of cap room to maneuver with. If I could give you one of these two very well, not well-traveled, but very high-profile players, Cook or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'd take Hopkins, but I don't think Hopkins is going to sign for less than $15 million a year because of Beckham. And then all of your cap space is shot on one guy. We know that Cook's not going to get anywhere close to that money.
What do we think Cook's going to get?
Probably like 5 or 6.
You know what I like most about it as an idea? I didn't dismiss it out of hand this morning. I kind of did the old, I looked at his stats and I said, all right, he is as good roughly based on the numbers as I thought he was. He's better than what they have.
But I don't blame you if you just like looked at it and moved on to the next thing.
I looked at it and moved on because of what you said there, though, because I think they have telegraphed that they believe they have their number one guy. I think they want to build this offense still this year around Najee Harris, even though they admitted last year that Jaylen Warren deserves some touches. My thought is, though, if they were to get Dalvin Cook, they would be doing what I think smart teams do now, which is take somebody else's highly drafted running back. Now, they did the dumb thing by picking Harris in the first round. They shouldn't have done it. But we saw the Bucs do it with Tom Brady and Fournette. take somebody else's highly drafted player at that position after their first tour of duty with somebody else, sign them for whatever, something that isn't an insane amount of money, and let them go to work. Let them cook in this case. That part I'd like, because that to me is good process anymore in the NFL. You think a guy fits with how you block and how you think there's something left in the tank there and you can get him at the right price and he's not a rookie and you didn't spend a first-round pick on him? That's all good.
First tweet in, you can't do it because the Alec Highsmith contract situation. Yes, you can. The way that they structure contracts, you probably would actually save money against the cap with the way they'd restructure things with an extension. So that argument doesn't even work.
Now, you would want Cook for 1 year, right? Just 1 year. $5 or $6 million, wham, bam, thank you.
I do the deal where you pretty much had an option, where there wasn't a lot
There's
of guaranteed money.
Year.
And if he had a great year and still looked like he could do the job, and you still wanted to use that amount of cap space or money on a running back, well, then you have him, you run it back again the following year. But as far as 2023 goes, you're trying to win as many games as you possibly can this year. I guess you can roll over some cap space like their cell phone minutes or whatever, but... If you're going to try, like they claim, like they're trying to win every year, you still have $15 million at your disposal. We know what kind of team you want to be. You want to run it. And there is somebody available who is better than your starting running back. So you owe it to yourself, I think, to at least consider the guy. You have a coach who's more open-minded to this kind of thing now. He showed it last year. He played an undrafted rookie at times, over a first-round pick. He saw Dalvin Cook. I was at that game. Dalvin Cook had one of the best performances by a running back against the Steelers ever.
He was running through holes that were so big, literal cars could have been driven through. There was a behind-the-play view where I said, I think me or Pony could have gotten at least 6 yards
there
before we got killed.
He had 150 yards at halftime. Yep. I thought I was in the building. I thought I was going to watch the greatest rushing yard performance ever.
You thought he was
by
playing
a running
against
back
the college
that
team.
Night.
Do you think, here's the question about whether or not they're quietly interested in him or not, and I haven't heard any inkling that they are. That was the TJ Watt draft.
Either have I. I'm saying they should be.
No, I understand that. That was the, what was that, the TJ Watt draft, right?
He came into the league. I don't have his thing in front of me, but he's, what, 28? So, yeah, he would have come in 2017.
And he was picked as a, he was a second-round pick, so he wasn't super highly drafted. I don't know why I thought he was a first in my head, but he went 10 picks after, 11 picks after Watt. So, like, I want to know... Did they take a look at him? Were they curious about him that year? Because that would telegraph.
Did he come in for a visit?
Yeah,
that kind
that
of
would
thing. Probably not because they still had Bell.
That would telegraph.
But then again, they
though,
drafted James Conner.
That would telegraph to me their level of interest here. How interested were they when he actually got drafted?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About 10 minutes away from Henry Davis's first appearance on 93.7 The Fan. Let's hope that becomes a regular thing, because that would mean he gets promoted to the Pirates and goes on to have a great career, which is what you would expect from a number one overall pick. What kind of things are we going to ask him, Malzi? What do you think needs to be on the docket here?
First one for me is going to be, you know, he was ripping up Double A. What was going through his mind when he was still in Double A, knowing he had kind of mastered the pitching? I want to know, like, how what he was working on. When we were all clamoring up here, maybe I'll frame it that way so it doesn't sound like a shot, because it isn't meant to be. I'll say, we were all clamoring up here wondering when you were going to get promoted. What were you working on down there? Like that one or no?
I do. I think I'm going to ask him if he thinks he's big league ready.
Oh, I like that one. You know what you're going to get if he's a true baseball guy. He'll say, yeah, I'm ready to help this team whenever they call on
me. Or does he give us the,
I've got a lot to work on, I've still got a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What would you rather hear there, the guy towing the company line or the guy aggressively saying, I believe fully in myself? I'll take option two, for sure. Like, that would be mine.
How about right field?
Yeah, I guess.
Getting reps out there,
yeah,
how
I guess,
he feels about
yeah,
that.
I would want to ask him how he feels about catcher versus just any other position at the big league level. Do we add any frivolity about the roller coaster in Altoona or like?
I've heard he's not really a frivolity guy.
Right, so I think we got to go meat and potatoes and hope we're throwing him pitches he likes. I think that's how we have to approach this.
I think he's got a little bit of that Jason Kendall in him.
We've had Kendall on, haven't we?
Yep. Post-playing career.
But he still had a lot of that Jason Kendall in him.
He wants to get down to brass tacks. I don't think Henry Davis is a goofy guy like our boy Connor Joe, who wanted to come on and talk
coffee.
About coffee
yeah.
and TV shows he's been binging, like The Office. Or Daniel Vogelback, who when he was with the Pirates got into 4th of July sides. And he said he was just no fillers, strictly a meats guy.
Like Baldy. we got a couple guests on this show who say barbecue sides. How about an extra helping of brisket?
So Henry Davis is going to join us in just a few minutes here. The Dalvin Cook thing. Why is this a bad idea? 412-928-9370. If the Steelers have cap space and they want to be run first and a better running back is available, I think they owe it to themselves to try to sign him. 412-928-9370. Here's Nate on the Fan. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, as
sure.
always. As far as that goes, like, one thing I've never had really the opportunity to say is that for the past two seasons, I feel like I'm not necessarily the only, but one of the few fans that thinks Najee is better than he's getting credit for. I mean, I realize rushing for 1,000 yards isn't what it used to mean in the NFL, but he had 1,400 scrimmage yards as a rookie. He got over 1,000 last year. And as a rookie, he did it behind a quarterback that was a hodgepodge of nothingness, a former shell of himself. And last year, he did it behind a very questionable offensive line and an offense that couldn't score and two brand new quarterbacks. I mean, I just don't. Unless
is he better than is he better than Dalvin Cook?
I'm not going to go there.
So would you be on board, Nate, with them bringing a better back
if
the price was right?
You just made my point for me. Even if you still like Najee, if somebody better is available and you can afford him, you should sign
right.
him.
Right. Right, but the performance, in my opinion, between the two is negligible at best.
But if he's better and you can afford him, then you should do it. Even if it is a slight upgrade.
This isn't a long-term marriage we're talking about here, Nate. We said a one-year deal that's a two-year deal that's a glorified year with an option on it. Like, and I would quibble with this. So one of the things, Nate, I heard from a lot of people who would maybe be in your basket there that Najee's better than he's getting credit for was that after the bye, he was pretty darn good for the Steelers last year. You can go look up those numbers. He was better than he had been pre-buy because he was healthier. He was still barely averaging 4 yards a carry. Like, it just was not a situation where this guy was playing like a big dynamic weapon.
Cook, the last 3 years, 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. 1,200 yards, 6 touchdowns. 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. That is 30 touchdowns in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's not even an argument. Dalvin Cook, yards, just yards per game, last 3 years, same stretch pony if people want to know what he's getting. He's getting the ball about 19 times. He's rushing for about 90 yards, and he's catching a couple of balls a game.
Here is Pony and Mueller number one fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you been?
Hi, Jeff.
How's work?
Well, I'm home today. This week was every other day in the office and at home business, and kind of sucked going back and forth like that. But I'm home today, hoping to have a great weekend. Hope you guys do, too.
Thank you.
Here's why I think it might possibly be a bad idea, because in principle, I agree with you. He is better than Najee Harris. And if you have the cap space, why not bring in as many good players as you possibly can? I just worry, though, that it might end up being a bad move, because what if Mike Tomlin falls back into his own ways? What if he only did the whole run share program that he did last year simply because Najee was so banged up to start the year? If Najee is healthy this year, and he very well might be, at least to start the year, you know, what if Mike Tomlin just goes back to, you know, what did he said it about Willie Parker, I'm going to run him until the wheels come off. And I know that Colbert was the guy who drafted Harris, and you could say that
Tomlin
Najee
had
Harris
to sign off on that too, though. I mean, that had to be a Mike Tomlin pick.
I think that Harris is very much one of Tomlin's guys. So I mean,
you could end up with a
D'Angelo Williams situation all over again.
But if Dalvin Cook is really good, and you're not committed to him long term because he's not a first round pick and one of your quote unquote guys, if he was good and he just withstood that workload, I wouldn't care if he was run until the
wheels
fell off.
I think he's saying Najee would get run until the wheels fell off, and he wouldn't play Cook.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah, that's. Yeah. I would hope, Jeff, I think there's a slight plausibility that if it's just Harris and Warren, he will fall back a little bit. But I think Warren showed them something. And I'll say this. I think Mike Tomlin is smart about football by and large. Very, very smart, very knowledgeable guy. If he were to somehow have his team sign Dalvin Cook and then give Najee all the touches, I would seriously question his acumen.
If Mike Tomlin thinks Najee Harris is a better running back than Dalvin Cook, then he's an idiot. There's no data. There's no evidence that backs that up whatsoever.
I mean, are we creating a straw man here? I don't think Mike Tomlin thinks Najee Harris is better than Dalvin Cook. I think if they signed Dalvin Cook, he would run Dalvin Cook as the starter.
Then he should want his team to sign Dalvin Cook.
Maybe he does. This would be an Omar Khan new way of doing business. Guy isn't going to cost a ton of money. Guy has a proven track record. Guy probably has one or two more years at the top of his game if he's like most running backs.
And he fits their scheme. He fits what they're trying to do in 2023. We've invested all this in the offensive line. You know why they're invested in playing that way? Because that's how their owner wants them to play.
Correct. It would also show that they are not like that. They would basically have looked at 2 years of Najee Harris and wouldn't be beholden to their own pick, like in their own minds, unable to get away from it because they made the pick, so they can't possibly acknowledge that it didn't work out so far as much as they wanted it to.
Well, I like that they did that with Devin Bush.
Right. I mean, I think that is the sign of an organization that is pivoting in some of its philosophies, and that's a good thing.
All right. We will definitely revisit this. I'm sure Kabali's going to want to fight
guys,
us on this
why
one.
Are you bringing something like this up? We're going to play Karate Kid to soften the mood, and then he's going to come out there like a hammer and try to crush us.
All right. Fan Hotline. Right now, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. We are joined by one of the great prospects in all of baseball. He was the number one pick by the Pirates just a couple of years ago, recently promoted to AAA Indianapolis. Henry Davis on with us for the very first time. Henry, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Mueller back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
You bet, man. Your early impressions on the promotion from AA to AAA. How's it been so far?
it's been good, you know, good clubhouse and good team here. Just, you know, trying to do my best to help the team win.
We were clamoring for you to get promoted. You know, I know you're not listening to Pittsburgh radio while you're doing your thing in Double A, but we're sitting up here.
Hey, Altoona,
basically,
they might be able to pick it up.
True.
There, Chris.
We're sitting here going, when is this guy getting promoted? He's destroying baseballs down there. So what were you doing? What were you working on while people here are saying, when's Henry Davis getting moved up a level? What were you thinking about working on, and what was your mental process like most of those days?
Just trying to do my job. You know, every day I take the field, you know, I can help the team win. So doing that any way I can and trying to be the best teammate I can be.
What are the job descriptions for a catcher?
You know, catch a good game, have a good game plan, work well with your pitcher, you know, do everything you can behind the plate and before the game to help your team win, and then, you know, have good at-bats and do what the game asks you at the plate.
What were your specific goals from last year heading into this year? Like, in terms of catching, like the art of catching or whatever you want to call it, like the calling the game, everything else, what were your specific goals as a defensive player, as a catcher?
You know, just try and get better at everything, you know, get closer to being a complete package and find different ways to help the team win.
Calling a game at AA and AAA, how much of that is on the catcher, Henry? How much of that is the game is in your hands?
I call every pitch.
Interesting. Has that always been that way from the second you got into the Pirates organization, or is that a new thing?
No, that's been the same.
Good. What have they told you about the way you've called games so far this year?
The feedback's been good. You know, there's always ways we can find to improve every game where, you know, whether it's meeting with the pitcher, meeting with the pitching coach or the development staff and kind of going over things we liked in the past game, things we would do differently, and, you know, just use that to build to the next game.
We're talking to Henry Davis here, Pirates' top prospect. Mulsey?
Henry, how do you feel about getting reps occasionally at right field and playing a little bit of outfield? What's that been like for you so far?
It's been good. You know, I'm trying to get to be the best outfielder I can be as fast as possible, and if that's a way I can help the team win in Pittsburgh, I want to do it to the best of my ability.
What's the perspective like out there? I mean, it's totally different. You couldn't get more different than being behind the dish and then being so far removed from where the action is happening at the plate, ball meets bat. So was that an adjustment process for you? And if so, what was it like?
You know, I've had a lot of coaches and other outfielders helping me, you know, make up some ground as fast as possible and just, you know, try and slow the game down a bit when I'm out there and, you know, make all the plays.
What had been your level or amount of experience in playing the outfield before this year, Henry?
Played a little bit of center field early on in high school, but since then it's been all catcher.
Were you a dude that knew you wanted to be a catcher at the highest level or however high you were going to ascend in baseball at a very early age? Did you have that mentality right off, like when you started playing baseball as a kid?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure I thought that far ahead, but I know that I love catching and I can help my team win from back there. So it's just always been something I enjoyed.
Here's something we've been like, I am a guy that I will admit as a fan of baseball overall. I think the product has gotten so much better because of the pace of play clock, however you want to call it, pitch clock, hitter clock, whatever. What has it been like to continue to have that change the game and alter how things are done?
I don't think about it too much, honestly. I mean, helps the pace of play. I think there are some pitchers the tempo helps, and then the other guys that are still making that adjustment, you know, do what we can to, you know, call the pitch as early as possible and help that adjustment go a little smoother.
As a hitter, did you have to make any adjustments to your in-between pitches routines to accommodate the clock?
I just stay in the box. I just don't move.
Henry, what have they told you about the plan at AAA in terms of your catching workload now that it's you and Endy with the same team?
Just work hard every day, and, you know, when I'm in there behind the plate, do my best, and when I'm in there in the outfield, you know, same thing, just do my best to help the team win.
So they're not giving you like, all right, you'll catch X amount of games in this series or X amount of games this week in advance? It's an everyday thing?
I think most of the time I'll find out the night before. Okay. Or when I get to the clubhouse and I see the lineup. But, you know, between then, just kind of focus on what I can control, and that's, you know, being as prepared as I can to play when I get to the field every day.
Henry, where did you get this very business-like approach? You're very focused on the controllables, the thing that's right in front of you, not looking too far ahead, not being a huge big picture guy, not putting too much pressure on yourself or expectations. Where does that come from Henry Davis? Where did he learn that skill that you're that dialed in and focused to the very micro thing that's right in front of you?
I think just my parents. My parents are very hard workers and they're very focused. So, you know, I think that's something they instilled in me when I was very young.
Are they baseball people, Henry? Did your dad and your mom, were they always around baseball? What's their background? What's their story?
No. My dad played U.S. rugby.
Rugby! Let's go! Yeah. Oh, he must be a total badass.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
And how about mom?
My mom swam in college, but... I mean, just everything they do, you know, kind of since I was young, it's do everything you do the same, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So take care of business.
Did you always were you programmed to be an athlete? Was that what you were baseball? Were you driven to be a baseball centric, baseball focused guy from a young age, or were you playing other sports and doing other things?
I played other sports just like any other kid, but I always loved baseball. That was always the passion.
I was going to say probably a better plan in the United States than rugby, although rugby is insanely badass, like we were saying here, as far as career
trajectory. Did you play it, Henry? Did your dad try
to get you into rugby? Get you into it, get you into scrums and everything?
No, my dad got it handed to him when he played, so he kept me out of the contact sports.
Henry, do you feel like you're major league ready right now? How close do you feel? You're at the closest level you can be at in the minors. How do you feel about your readiness for the next level, for the bigs?
Yeah, I feel ready, but, you know, just do everything I can every day to prove that without a shadow of a doubt.
What is the thing that you think you've done well as a hitter in 2023?
I think just commit to my approach and trust the process and try and have team at-bats, you know, whether that's moving a guy over, getting a guy in, or two outs, nobody on, try and score myself, so... However I can help, just do it to the best of my ability.
Interesting. So you're looking at the team thing. You're not going up there trying to hit a home run on every pitch.
Well, it depends. I mean, if there's two outs, nobody on, and it's a tie game, I'm gonna try and get a pitch I can drive. But, you know, if there's one out or runner on third or nobody out, runner on second, I'm gonna try and get the guy over.
Henry, how does being a catcher defensively help you maybe understand what pitchers are trying to do to get you out when you're in the box trying to hit?
I think it definitely helps seeing pitches. But other than that, I mean, I just try and no matter what, I don't necessarily think about too much what I'm going to get, just kind of looking for something over the heart of the plate.
Chris. I know you're laser focused, and that's what I think Andrew and I really like hearing, that you're right on the task in front of you. But whenever the big leagues do come calling for you, is there a guy you've been itching to face?
Ooh.
Somebody you've been really excited? You've thought about being a big leaguer for a long time
and
somebody
one.
You really want to face and dig in against and take your cuts?
I haven't thought about it too much, honestly. But, I mean, I look forward to challenge. And, you know, every guy you're going to face is there for a reason, right? So, you know, looking forward to every challenge that comes.
When you make your big league debut, if that's later this year, which we hope it is, besides mom and dad, who are the other people you're going to make sure in the ballpark for that game, Henry?
I mean, my fiance is living with me currently, so I hope she'll be there. And then probably my brother and sister, and then, you know, we'll kind of spread out from there and see who can make it.
Okay, last one. You said fiance. What was the proposal like? Did you do something big and fancy? Was it elaborate? Did you have a grand plan for it, Henry? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I took her family and my family away on vacation, and it was a pretty great trip.
That is a big move right there.
Did you try to sneak up on her and surprise her? Did she have a feeling it was going to happen when the big trip got put together?
I waited a few days into the trip to see if I could lull her to sleep, but it didn't work. She's too smart.
I was going to say, like, if you book a big trip like that, you're not surprising her with an off-speed pitch
at
any point
there. I would be nervous. I'd forget the ring somewhere, or I'd put it in my pocket and lose it. Like, did you have a whole system with that on the trip? Did you travel with it?
I just put it in my backpack.
Nice.
Hey, one more for you. And hopefully, again, like Andrew said, that day comes soon this year. You get called up to the big leagues. What song is Henry Davis striding out to?
Oh, your walk-up music.
I'm not sure. It's changed a few times. My fiance and I decided on Freebird on the way up to Indy for now. So we'll see.
Like that one. All right, Henry. Hey, it was great to get to know you a little bit better here. And we're going to keep watching the highlights and the box scores, and we got our fingers crossed. We'll see you in Pittsburgh soon, okay?
Yep. Thanks, guys.
You
have
bet.
A good one.
Henry Davis.
Oh, very no-nonsense there.
Yeah, but we got him off
you
of loosened,
you added a touch of humor with the day's newsmaker, as one person used to say.
The rugby dad.
He was
That's
a
where
psycho.
He gets the killer instinct from, Mulsey.
He was a psycho.
I didn't know that about him. I'm sure somebody's
written
that.
But then he said his dad got his ass handed to him, so he didn't play.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's written that, but I kind of ear-holed that one. I'd forgotten that his dad was a competitive rugby
Memory
guy.
Hold that one.
Yeah.
Ear hold? Ear hold's what happens in rugby, I think.
Correct.
So wait, I didn't want to go this far down the rugby rabbit hole with him. Do you think he knows what the haka is or whatever, that New Zealand All Blacks dance that they do, that insane... They're the best rugby team on earth.
I don't know if I know what that is, Mulsey.
They do this, they dress in all black, that's why they're called the All Blacks, and they do this absolutely insane intimidation dance before matches.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch this thing on a big TV sound up, you'd be ready to run through a brick wall, which many of them probably...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We do.
I should have asked Henry Davis if he was catching tonight. Or if it's Andy Rodriguez back there again.
I'm going to guess he is not catching tonight. I feel like he would already be too locked in.
It's time for the Bucco Weekend Windup, and it's brought to you by WetGo. Go unlimited. Visit getgocafe.com/unlimited for more details. Jeff Hathorn is standing by at PNC Park. Jeff, your thoughts on our conversation with Henry Davis. I know you've been to Altoona and have watched him play and have talk to him. Sometimes it can feel like he's a patient in a dentist chair with him. You really have to yank and pull to get some answers out of him. But I thought he loosened up a little bit as the interview went on. Thoughts?
Oh, hold on.
I got him. There you are.
No, nice job, guys, because he is. I mean, he's all business. He's all about baseball. Interviews to him are not like a fun side thing to do. They're like, okay, it's taken away from me doing something else. And I remember being in the dugout with him, and he's like, I got about 3 minutes, and I got to go out. I want to talk to this pitcher. I want to do this. And, yeah, it can be tough, but that's not a bad thing. The guy's focused. He can play the game. I mean, last year, one of the things that he really opened up about was playing through a broken wrist. But he still went out there and played because he wanted to. He's confident in himself, and I think you heard that, especially with that answer when you asked him if, you know, you guys asked him if he's major league ready.
Jeff, how did his teammates respond to him? You're obviously a very observant guy. You're taking in everything. You're not just talking to somebody in Altoona when you're down there to see him. You're watching how everything goes. How does he command sort of the clubhouse or his relationships and rapport with his teammates?
And he's kind of, from what I saw of him, it was more of like a TJ Watt thing where he's not, you know, rah-rah going through the room, striking up a ton of conversations. It was I'm going to lead by example, like again, TJ or Minka or guys like that, where they don't say a lot, but you see how they work, you see how prepared they are, and that's what you admire about them as a teammate. Obviously, the production speaks for itself. Even when he struggled last year, like he would just work harder and he wouldn't complain. He just fought through an injury, and I think that wins you teammates as much as anything that a guy who just talks a lot could do.
Jeff, you've been around the Pirates a lot lately because they've had this long homestand that's going to continue tonight against the Mets. Do you think there was a serious conversation about having Davis skip AAA altogether and get to the big league club to help this team out now?
No, I don't. I think their thought process is to stay with their plan of them
you know, first off, those two getting their opportunities to be the catcher. Speaking of Andy Rodriguez, he at AAA and Davis at double, and it just got to the point where you really want to be if you're a general manager, where Davis forced their hand. Like, they just had to make the move. There was just no more for him to do at AA. But I don't think – I mean, they like – I know the batting average, but they like everything else about their catching tandem that they have right now. And I think ideally, if one of those guys has a hot month, probably preferably Endy, he comes up here and learns with Hedges, and they would move to lay down.
Why preferably Rodriguez?
Because he's the guy that's closer. He's the guy coming off the great year. And he's starting to heat up, too. I think they feel like he's a little bit more major league ready because of he's played more games because he hasn't had to deal with injury. That doesn't mean that Davis couldn't supplant him, but I think that would be the plan. The other thing is, while Davis did get the opportunity to work with Priester at AA last year, they want Davis to get to know some of these guys. So I think it would be Endy. Obviously, things could change. And if Endy were to deal with another injury like he had earlier in the year, that could change it. But I think that's their plan.
Jeff, who do you think is likelier to stick at catcher for them long term, assuming they both make the bigs and they're both productive players? Who's actually going to be catching?
It's a great question. And I really want to see how this works. I mean, Charrington said, you know, almost like you hear from a defensive coordinator about, okay, we've got all these versatile pieces. We could do all this crazy stuff. Now, they're basically alternating right now. I don't know if that's a situation you want in the major leagues, but it does give you a hell of a lot of options when you have, you know, your catcher that can hit like that and getting them in the lineup and getting them at different positions and also saving their body. I mean, we've seen it. You know, Davis's injuries have been more at batting than they have been behind the plate, but maybe they come up with something that we really haven't seen before to where they do some type of split behind the plate. I think that's all kind of – we'll see. They have told us that Rodriguez's defense is a little ahead of Davis's right now. We'll see how that plays out here over the span of this year.
Jeff Hathorne over at PNC Park. They're going to have their head trainer talk later this afternoon. Hopefully it's only about Vince Velasquez and it's not about any other pitcher in their rotation, because that would be bad. Like, if Contreras is maybe – hiding an injury or something like that. That would not be
his
good.
His arm actually detached from his body, yes, instead of just feeling like it.
Jeff will be there. Yes, Jeff?
Yeah, we'll let you know the details as soon as we find out from Todd Thompson.
Thank you. And then the North Shore Tavern leadoff show comes your way at 6 o'clock tonight. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Looking at a high of 71 degrees. Coming up next, yesterday we were talking about Pittsburgh's interest in the NBA. And how we're never going to get a team here, and how it's always just been a sport that people have mostly trashed in Pittsburgh.
A league, yes. They play basketball, they just don't like the NBA. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.